Welcome to the Washington Defender, Pastor to Pastor. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington, fpiw.org or fpiwaction.org. Hey, Pastor, if you haven't downloaded that Washington Defender app, there are so many resources on that app that will be helpful to you and encourage you throughout your day. There's spiritual growth areas. There's a pastor to pastor section. There's things for your churches for outreach, evangelism, and there's so much more. And so I want to encourage you to download the Washington Defender app. Also, Pastor, if you're encouraging this, or maybe you're a deacon or elder and you're watching this right now, I want to encourage you to share this with your pastor, place it in your huddle. Let's get out there and make a firm stand for God in the public square and see what God wants to do in us and through us as we move forward. Today on Pastor to Pastor, we're going to be talking about being a watchman. And what that means. And Pastor, I know that this is just maybe something that you hear a lot or maybe you've experienced to some degree, but God has strategically placed you as a watchman over your community, over the area that He has planted you in. And so today I want to encourage you as we go into Ezekiel to learn from Ezekiel as we go. It says, "Then he said to me, 'Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel.' So I opened my mouth and he fed me the scroll. And he said, 'Son of man, feed your stomach and fill your body with this scroll, which I am giving you.' Then I ate it and it was sweet as honey in my mouth." Now I know that in Ezekiel, this is specifically speaking to Ezekiel, the time of Babel, being in Babylon, and they're in exile, the Jewish people. But there's some certain truths that we can learn for ourselves today from Ezekiel. And so let's look at some of those things. First, God has given you his word. Think about that. You have in your possession the word of God. We don't need a fresh revelation in that sense. We don't need something new. We have the living word of God dwelling inside the book of the Bible. And so we want to be able to take that, and we're going to do something with that as a watchman. What are we going to do? How are we going to step out in teaching our people to step out into the public square and do something? It goes on to say, "Then he said to me, 'Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them, for you are not being sent to a people of unintelligible speech or difficult language, but to the house of Israel.'" I think sometimes as pastors, we think, well, it's more cool to be sent across the world or into a place that has a foreign language or somewhere else. But God has entrusted these people to us today and to watch over them. He goes on to say, "Nor to many peoples of unintelligible speech or difficult language, whose words you cannot understand, but I have sent you to them who should listen to you." And I love this. "Yet the house of Israel will not be willing to listen to you." He says, "I'm going to send you to people that you know their language, you know how to understand them, and they should listen to you, but they're not going to." And I think as a pastor, you know, I've done this for a lot of years, and that's probably one of the most frustrating things when people hear the word of God and then go out and live exactly the opposite of God's word. I know that my own heart, that gets frustrating towards myself, that when I have more biblical truth than I have biblical application, it is so frustrating because I know what's right to do and sometimes I don't do it. And this is where we can step out and really begin to see what God wants to do in our hearts and our mind. He says, "Surely the whole house of Israel is stubborn and obstinate." I think right now in the state of Washington, we're dealing with that same kind of attitude where we think that we can just make up our own rules or do it our own way, but we want to be sent to them and to speak God's word to them. And you're a watchman. You're looking out for your sheep. You're looking out for those that God has entrusted to you. And we need to speak God's word. We don't need to entertain them or coddle them or somehow just really try to make them feel good about themselves. We need to speak the whole counsel of God's word. And what does God say to Abel? He said, "If you do what's right, your countenance will be lifted up." In other words, if not, sin is crouching at your door. In other words, if our people do the right thing, they're going to have the emotions that follow. Obedience creates emotions and desires and peace that follows after God. And so we want to teach our people the word of God, the whole counsel of God's word. He goes on to say, "Behold, I have made your face as hard as their face and your forehead as hard as their foreheads, like emery harder than the flint. Like emery harder than the flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them or be dismayed before them, though they are a rebellious house. I love this. He says, you look like them, your forehead's like them, and I'm not going to ask that you be afraid or in dismay. So as a watchman, no fear and no dismay. Think about that for a minute. God has given you the ability to stand fearless and without dismay. It's not because of the people's approval. It's because you know in whom you have believed and that God is able to be faithful and to do a work in you that is powerful. He says, moreover, he said to me, son of man, take into your heart all my words, which I will speak to you, and listen closely. As watchmen, we need to listen closely to the voice of God. Mostly he's going to speak through his 66 books that we have. He's going to speak through the word of God to us. He's going to speak the life as we prepare our sermons, as we get ready for the week. But we need to listen closely to the word of God. And I think sometimes in this culture, I don't know how many times I've had a conversation this last week about AI. And I use AI for a lot of different things, like how to write the intros and those kind of things. But the reality is that we can't listen to AI. We got to be willing to listen to the word of God and let him speak to us in a clear and direct way. Go to the exiles of the sons of your people and speak to them. Tell them whether they listen or not. Thus saith the Lord God. I think sometimes as a pastor, we only want to speak if they're going to listen. But he encourages Ezekiel, and we can learn from him. He says, I'm going to have you speak to them, and whether they listen or not, you need to speak. Pastor, this is so important because sometimes we like the thumbs up. We like the ability to see God at work in a miraculous way. And he is saying to us, whether they listen or not, go and speak to them. Then the Spirit filled me up, and I heard a great rumbling sound behind me. Blessed be the glory of the Lord in this place. And I heard the sound of wings of the living beings touching one another, and the sound of wheels beside them, even a great rumbling sound. Now, if you don't understand this, go back to Ezekiel chapter 1. He explains what he's seen. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went embittered in the rage of my spirit. The hand of the Lord was strong upon me. God's hand is upon you, O watchman, O mighty man of God. His hand is upon you in a strong way today. He loves you. He's protecting you. And there, yeah, some of the things that you're going to see in the culture may cause rage in your spirit, may cause you to be frustrated or angry because you're seeing sin abound. And I want to encourage you, stand strong in the things of God. The Spirit of the living God is upon you. Then I came to the exiles who live besides the Shabar in Tel Aviv, and I said to the seven, and I sat there 7 days where they were living, causing consummation among them. At the end of the 7 days, the word of the Lord came to me, saying, son of man, I have appointed you a watchman to the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, warn them from me. Did you see that? Yes, you are a shepherd to the flock. Yes, you are a watchman. God has called you to be a watchman. And when you hear a word from God, give them a warning. You are appointed as a watchman. Today is a day. This is a week that you can warn people. Judgment is coming upon the household of God. And we need to stand strong and know that God is willing to cause us to come to repentance. And we need to stand strong in the word of God and proclaiming the whole counsel of God. Today is a day that you can do something amazing by preaching the whole counsel of God's word, not just cherry picking the areas that you like. When I say to the wicked, this first section, he's going to do two parts to the wicked, and then he's going to do two parts to the righteous. When I say to the wicked, you will surely die, and you do not warn him or speak out to warn the wicked from his wicked way that he may live, that wicked man shall die in his equity. So in other words, judgment's going to come upon the wicked, but his blood I will require at your hand. Now, some may say, well, this is only towards Ezekiel. I don't know. I think it's a principle we can learn from that God takes seriously the position that he places us in. And when we see that the wicked are headed in the wrong direction and we're silent and we don't give a warning, we may have some consequences on the day of judgment before God. Now, I know it's not a salvation judgment, but it is a sanctification. We all want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. We have a stricter judgment, it says in the New Testament, for being people who proclaim God's word. So we want to give them the whole counsel of God's word. If you are silent towards the wicked, Pastor, I want to encourage you. I know this is hard. It's not popular. But to stand and be honest. Be honest about the word of God and what he has to say to us each and every day. Yet, if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from the wickedness or from the wicked way, he shall die in his equity. So the top part is the same. But you have delivered yourself. Now, I know that we live after the cross. I know that there's a lot of grace and there's a lot of mercy. But you have been strategically placed by God into your community to give a warning to the wicked and to speak to them the whole truth of God's word. You know, I love this because what was John the Baptist? Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus oftentimes talked about repentance and the kingdom of God being there as well. We need to warn the wicked, O watchmen. Warn them so that they know the truth of God's word. You are part of God's mouthpiece, and he's going to speak to you. You know, oftentimes the people who come into our congregations on Sunday morning, they haven't cracked the Bible at all. And that is where you have spent some time in the Word of God, and God wants you to give them a warning. You've opened it up, and you're like, hey, this is what it says right here. I didn't write it. God wrote it. He's giving us a warning. And so we need to heed the warning of God. Now notice this in verse 20. Again, when a righteous man turns away from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I place an obstacle before him, he will die. Since you have not warned him, he shall die in his sin, and his righteous deeds which he has done shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Now think about that for a moment. So now he's talking about to the righteous. And they turn from their wicked ways and commit iniquity. Again, you know, I don't know all the implications of that, but I do want to encourage you, O watchman, you can't be silent towards the righteous. Call the righteous towards repentance. I know that our salvation is very secure in Jesus Christ, but willful disobedience to God and saying, God, I don't care, I'm going to live however I want, is not the way that people should be living. And as pastors, you have been entrusted to be the mouthpiece, to herald the very things of God to them, to speak it in such a way that they understand that God is a holy God. However, if you warned the righteous man that the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live because he took warning, and you have delivered yourself. Did you see that on this one? You give a warning to the righteous as well. Pastors, we need to do that. We're living in a culture where there is so much sin around us, and we need to be willing to say and to stand in the truth of God's word and to speak that truth with great boldness and confidence and courage, not cowering back, but saying this cultural item is not honoring to God. You know, we have a lot of people who want to hurt our children or want to take life, or we have people who want to worship the environment, or we have people who want lawlessness and homelessness, and they want an entitlement program. They want the government to become their God. These are all things that we can warn them against. The righteous should not be involved. We have one God, and he is a living God, and that he died on the cross for our sins and rose again that we may have eternal life. The hand of the Lord was on me there, and he said to me, get up, go out to the plain, and there I will speak to you. So I got up, and I went out to the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord was standing there, like the glory which I saw by the river of Shabar, and I fell on my face. Look at this. And the Spirit then entered me and made me stand on my feet. And he spoke with me and said to me, go shut yourself up in your house. The Spirit of the living God rests upon you. Now, it's a little bit different than Ezekiel because we're living after the cross and the church. We're living in that church time, that church age, you might say. And the Spirit of the living God has been sent to every single believer. You, as a watchman, have the Spirit of the living God through the resurrection Spirit of Jesus Christ. As for you, son of man, they will put ropes on you and bind you with them so that they cannot go out among them. Moreover, I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth so that you will be mute and cannot be a man who rebukes them, for they are a rebellious house. But when I speak to you, I will open your mouth and you will say to them, thus saith the Lord God, he who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse, for they are a rebellious house. Here's the final thing. God will open your mouth. Allow him to use your mouth in such a way, O watchman, to give warning to the wicked, give warning to the righteous, that they may turn to the living God and know him. One of the things that we're trying to ask our pastors to do abundantly is to start prayer ministries across the state of Washington. We need prayer in every single county. We need prayer for every single elected official. And today we're going to emphasize a day to pray. Would you take some time to find a day to pray? You can sign up. You can go to fpiw.org, look at the Public Square Ministry, click on Prayer Ministries, and you'll find this resource there. It's all laid out for you. And so we want to encourage you to pick a day to pray. And we want to soak our state and soak our counties and our cities and all our areas in prayer. Why? God has entrusted that to us, to be watchmen, to pray over these areas. And we're all going to pray differently. We're all going to have different styles of prayer. Some are going to be loud. Some are going to be quiet. Some are going to be reflective. Some are going to be contemplative. Some will be filled with lots of words, and some will be filled with few words. But we need this time before God and to call on him to have mercy. So day to pray, I want to encourage you to do that. Also, don't be afraid to disciple our elected leaders. We want them to live a stumble-free life. We know that that is possible. 2 Peter says that. What do I mean by that? A Christian does not need to live in willful disobedience to God. Sure, we will occasionally sin, but we don't need to live flat out in rebellion towards God. And so we want to disciple those elected officials. Want to encourage you, if you haven't started a discipleship program for those who have been elected in your school boards or your city or your county, I want to encourage you to get involved with that. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for calling us as to be watchmen, to give warning to the wicked, to give warning to the righteous. Let us speak the whole counsel of God's word. Lord, we're not sure how their blood is on us, but we do know that there's a higher accountability that you give to us who have been entrusted with the opportunity to proclaim God's word. You even say, let there not be many teachers among you, God, simply because we know that there's a stricter judgment. So let us be faithful to stand with you, to stand in what you have for us. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend in advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.